when online shopping works. It's as easy as, well, clicking 1, 2, 3. But when you have a problem or a question, many online retailers seem to make it worse. They don't offer the option of speaking with an actual human being about it. You can type in a question and wait for a response that may or may not come. You can consult a list of frequently asked questions, but none of them may be yours. And if you do find a number to call, good luck.
Thank you for calling Amazon.com customer service. Did you know that most questions can be answered quickly by visiting our online help pages? Just go to www.amazon.com/help. For immediate service on an order...
Ellen Hobbs is a video game producer from Austin, Texas, who became so frustrated with Amazon.com's lack of human customer service, she decided to use her investigative talents to find a phone number for them and publicize it on her own website. Ellen Hobbs joins us from her office. Thanks very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you.
So even when you call customer service for Amazon, they try and send you back to the Internet.
It's true, yeah. If you're not persistent, you don't get through to somebody on that line.
Where'd you find the phone number?
I actually found it on someone else's blog. Somebody who had a similar problem and had just popped it up on their blog because they thought other people might want it. Mm-hmm. It was just the same thing I'm doing, basically.
What happened after you put the number up on the website?
I've gotten hundreds of letters since I put it up. People are really interested and really affected by the way not having a human being available to them makes them feel. And, you know, there's a lot of movies out about robots that you really love and you invite into your home and then they go crazy and kill the children or whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of a similar feeling. You are working with something that feels really human and feels like you're getting a lot of human contact, but it's actually a lot of really clever math.
Hmm. I was impressed by a note that you put on your website where you caution people who use that number, call it, and finally reach a human being not to take their anger out on them.
Well, I was a manager of a bookstore, and we had a customer service desk right at the front. Those people who were behind the customer service desk really burn out quickly, and we learned we had to give them extra breaks. We paid them a little bit more. It was a harder job than just being a regular bookseller. And I think anybody on the other end of the phone line at Amazon is kind of in that same position,
mm-hmm.
except that everybody they talk to has already had to search for the number and wait on hold for a really long time. So by the time they actually reach that person, they're going to be more angry than they were when they started.
Ms. Hobbs, thanks very much.
Oh, thank you.
Ellen Hobbs published the hard-to-find telephone numbers of Amazon.com and eBay on her website, which is www.clicheideas.com.
Please remain on the line, and a customer service representative will be with you momentarily.